it's Christy Whitman, and I am so excited to bring you this podcast today. This is really about understanding the difference between conditional and unconditional love. And this was a recording that I did for the Win-Win Women's show that I have called You and Your Life Are Unlimited on Thursdays at 2 o'clock Pacific. You're welcome to join us anytime on that network. Just go to my website and you'll find out more about it, or you can go to thedesirefactor.com or christywhitman.com. This is a recording you must listen to because it will give you such a different understanding of how conditioned we are and really how we can pull up and be in the space of unconditional love. So I am thrilled for you to be able to have that understanding of the two differences. So because when you have that understanding, when you have that awareness, then you have the option to choose. This show is about unconditional love. For me, the best way I learn, so for years and years and years ago, when I was trying to understand the concept of abundance, because I didn't grow up with that concept, nor did I really live from it or understand it or really understand how to, when I wasn't in abundance, let's just say, when I was in lack, knowing what's the difference between lack and abundance helped me understand, oh, I'm doing that again. I'm comparing myself again. Oh, I'm focused on what isn't working, or I'm focused on what I don't have instead of what I do. So I thought I would start today's show by talking about what is conditional love, what's condition, and what is then unconditional love. Because if we're going to bring in, if we're going to connect with a feeling and a sense of love, love in its unconditional state, love in its energetic pure form of energy, it is unconditional and it feels good. It's expansive, it's creative. It is actually the highest vibration that there is out in the entire universe, the highest vibration. And it has different spectrums. And it continues to go on and on and on to be just infinite and pure positive energy. And we all have access to that. Most of us, though, have been trained. We've been, well, let's just say programmed. We've had some conditioning in the realm of conditional love. So what is conditional love? It's part of our third dimension experience here. And we can experience conditional love and understand that there's the polarity of it. But let's just talk about what is being really fully just aware of this third dimension. This is it, right? I know I spent many decades thinking this is it. And it's all about my nails matching my toes, or it's about climbing that corporate ladder or making that big bonus or finding that guy or going to that experience. It was everything that was in what I could see, what I could taste, what I could hear, what I was aware of. That's how I lived my life. This is what's real. The idea of energy and divine and manifestation and magnetizing and universal laws and all of that was not part of the attachment that I had in third dimensional reality. And let's just talk about that. In the third dimensional reality, we have conditional love. We have laws. There are rules. There are regulations. There is the sense of this is yours. This is mine. Mine, yours. There's that who owns what, right? There's institutions, there's habits, there's competition, there's the concept of not good enough. There's that frequency, that energy, that state of beingness, the habitual way of thinking of fear or limitations. And there are very fixed, very rigid beliefs there are words, and this is where in the just people say to me all the time, where do you start if you want to master your life? If you really want to know yourself and your life as unlimited, you have to start with watching your words, because our words have power. And there are words and phrases such as always or never. It's this or that. It's black or white. I'm right or I'm wrong. It's very, very concrete. It's very in like a childlike brain. When a child learns, they learn, that's up, that's down, that's left, that's right. This is in, this is out, this is on top of, this is under. They learn the opposites of things. And in the third dimensional reality, a lot of times we have these very, very fixed, very, very rigid. They are just sealed in concrete perspectives. So it's an always or a never. And there's always a very strong reaction to what you do not want. There, we spend, it, when we're just focused in the third dimension and just who we are and what we're doing here, without access to our full energetics, all of what we know, who we are, how many years, days, months we've been on the planet, whatever our background has been, what age you are, that's only 4% of who you are. And that 4% is third dimension. And the part of that unaware personality, people call it the ego, and got to kill the ego. I have felt this for years, and I'm so grateful that the council says the same thing. Don't kill the ego. The ego is your personality. All of us have different egos. The whole ego, all of it was created in its totality, in its functioning, in its wholeness, in its oneness. If it wasn't important, it would have been left out. So the ego has to be part of the equation. It's part of the human experience. And the parts of the personality or the ego that are limited or focused on lack, that's very normal. It's very 3D. It's very conditioned. That's ordinary. That's nothing special. That's what most human beings are living in. And from that personality perspective, that's literally attached to wanting to, I don't want anything, who cares, nothing really matters, like at that abdication or that sense of powerlessness, that sense of no matter what I do, I can't seem to. The perspective is from seeing judgments. There's a condition. If you do this, then I will feel. That's conditional. If you would just be on time, I could be happy, or I'd be settled, or I would feel respected. There's in relationships, it's like, I'm just going to say it's a tit for a tat, if you will, but it's a cause and effect. It's very, you showed up on time, therefore you love me, respect me, you honor me. There is a, because you do this, it means this. There's a condition on how we even interpret and express this thing called love or attention or focus or energy of anything. So when we are looking at someone and judging, you're late again, there's that judgment, or you're doing it wrong, there's the judgment, or do it my way, or how come you can't be, there's that sense of judgment. So the awareness, if you will, for those that are just in third dimensional reality, which is part of conditional love, we're focused on the outside of oneself for love, attention, help, for source. You're what I see as my, let's say, job, and that you're therefore you're my source of income. If I lost this source of income, or this client, or this thing, or this person, place, or thing, if I lose this, because this is my source in the third dimensional conditional reality, this is what's happening. You're who takes care of me. If you go away, if you divorce me, if you die, if you fire me, if you whatever, if you go away and I'm no longer, what am I going to do? So there's this fear now. I got to act this way to keep you happy, because so you can continue to give me what I want, whether it's a paycheck or love, support, whatever it is. This becomes a very conditional thing. Again, focusing on outside, not inward or upward, but outside as my source. You're my support. And if you're my support and you're not giving me the type of support that I need, your support is not enough for what I need, then I'm sending out lack. I'm projecting not enoughness. You need to change. You need to pick up that support, because that ain't enough. So you need to do something different in order for me to be happy. You see how it's like, it's so ingrained, and it's like out, in, out, in. That's the way it even works in the third dimensional reality. It's a breath out and a breath in. It's an exchange. There's always a out and an in, like the ocean, an out and an in. We're in relationship with everything in our third dimension. Just having that awareness is important, because instead of thinking that it's everything outside in, when you start to have more fourth dimensional or unconditional awareness of energy or love, then you're not looking for him or her or them or that company to be your source, because you now know you have an unlimited, completely unconditional, meaning it doesn't matter what I do, that energy is always available for me. It doesn't matter how much I've used up. I can always get so much more. It's infinite. So this concept of understanding is like a cross. It's like going upward in the higher dimensions, or staying in the third dimension, or playing on the third dimensional field. It's like linear time is law. Focus is on either what happened in the past, so the stories, the memories, the things that keep us mired down to those conditions. I was just having lunch with my cousin Natalie, and I love her to pieces. And she's one of my just absolute gems of gratefulness that I feel every single day. And we were talking today, we had lunch, and she a lot of times will be late. Today she showed up and she was a couple minutes late, and we were talking, it was no big deal. And then she got on the subject of wanting to understand why she's late all the time. She goes, "Do you know why I'm late all the time?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I could help you out with that." And I go, "But do you really want to know? Because we're going to open up a huge can of worms." And she goes, "No, I'm interested." And so I told her, it's like, when you are late, what do you do? She's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "Internally, I'm stressed and I'm upset with myself." You get to beat yourself up. You get to berate yourself and should on yourself, and you get to punish yourself when you are late. And we were talking, and she was saying, "You know, sometimes I'll get like 15 minutes late and it just messes me up the whole day." And I go, "And let me guess, that after that 15 minutes of now you're late and the rest of the day gets off course, now you're just beating yourself up the whole day. This is a person that has never needed to work. She has a really amazing, very incredible life. Her calendar is her own, which she fills with lunch dates and having afternoons with her mom or getting her nails done or, you know, going and working out. And she's later in life is now starting a career. This is a person that owns her calendar, chooses what she puts down. And I said, your relationship with time, you think time owns you, that and you're in lack with time. Because in the third dimensional reality, time is law. And it's focused on what do I got to do? Or I messed up again. I always do that. In my past, I always am late. And now I'm just going to continue to be late until we feel a different energy and connect to that unconditional stream of what the polar opposite is of what we're doing. And so instead of beating yourself up and making yourself feel bad and feeling like a victim, which comes straight out of the storybook from the drama triangle, when you could just allow yourself to have compassion, that starts getting us into that realm of unconditional love. When we're in third dimensional and we're not connected or aligned, we can be, instead of being responsive, there's more of a reaction because we're coming from a pain point. And we're doing it in real time, right? We might say something snippy instead of thinking about what we want to say later or coming back with something else. There's just this reaction in the moment when the pain point is there, when you're in a place of feeling that your love and what is available to you as love is conditional, meaning I have to perform in order to get approval, in order to survive. I need to have mommy and daddy, this is very young, be okay and happy because they're the ones that take care of me. I can't piss them off because then who's going to take care of me? So what do I need to do to adjust so they're happy? And this is where the conditions start to come in, the programming of, oh, if I am shining my light, if I'm letting my life out and I'm singing and I'm expressing myself or I'm being artistic or I'm doing something, say you're singing and you're expressing yourself and you got in trouble by your dad. Stop singing. I got this when I was a kid. I was singing and my mom said, your voice is horrible. Stop that racket. Ow. Or you could be painting something. Maybe you painted on your wall and you weren't supposed to, but it was beautiful and you felt the expression. It was the most joyful experience. And then you got in trouble for it. A bushwhack, right? So these are, I'm feeling the inspiration to paint on my wall. I'm feeling the inspiration to sing a song. I'm feeling the inspiration to go bang on a drum or to play the piano or, you know, just make some noise with, and everybody tells me shut up or be quiet or stop or don't be like that. Nobody in our family does artsy stuff. We're all doctors or whatever the condition was. You will get the approval or the okayness, or sometimes it was you won't get the negativity if you're like this. That's conditional love. Because the range of understanding of this and the emotions that go with it are the lovely emotions of shame, humiliation, grief, guilt, blame, powerlessness, hopelessness, despair, apathy, fear, anxiety. And anxiety is not really an emotion. It's an overamplification of an emotion that hasn't been expressed. So then it comes out as you being anxious, anger, desire, but not in the way desire is explained with the counsel and myself. It's like, I gotta have it. It's almost like a desperation instead of a, ooh, I love that. Ooh, that'd be fun in a positive way. There's that negative, like, gotta have it kind of desire, craving, if you will, like a craving. The perspective of greediness or having inflamed pride or being, what we talk about in Taming Your Alpha Bitch, being demanding, commanding, bullying, being very competitive. So these are all of the actions, behaviors, the perspectives that come from being conditioned for love. And what's even more interesting is that it's a perspective, again, that things happen to me or through a force of will. So I am not at the effect of creating my life experience. Things are just happening to me. Why is everything happening to me? When I picked up my dad in the hospital last week, he's like, oh, why did this happen to me? You know, it's like, that's the kind of victim's cry. Why is this happening to me? Things are not happening to you. Things are happening with you and for you. And when we start to really understand that, wait, I just attracted that thing that does not feel good. What in me has been drawing that into me? What energy am I holding? Because that didn't feel good. Why do I keep getting disappointed? Well, where within myself am I holding the energy of disappointment? So it's a, things are happening to me. It's an assertion-based perspective instead of an attraction-based perspective. And when you have this, the only resource you have when you're in the condition of the third dimensional world is, I got to push. I got to force. I got to make it happen. I got to strive. I got to drive for like pure willpower. I got to work harder. I got to do better. I got to have more. I got to be stronger. It's that pure like grit and grind. But that's what limits us. And once we're limited in our consciousness, we're not able to create miracles because we're blocking them. So the whole understanding of unconditional love or unconditional health, excuse me, or unconditional success or unconditional abundance. When you think about unconditional love, what's the opposite of it and what would that feel like? You know, I was thinking about this today as preparing for this show today, and I remember my sister who was 11 years older than me. I remember being a kid, and I didn't quite understand this at the time, but I remember my sister being really focused on, mom is so conditional with her love. And I was like, huh? I didn't understand that. There's always a condition. If you do this, then I'll be happy and then you can have love. It's not just to love to be loved. And so I got that as a understanding of, oh, I mean, the way she's doing it is not right. It feels wrong because it is. Oh, well, then what else is out there? Well, look at your godmother. Oh, yeah. That's unconditional love. That's happy to see you no matter what. That's your 5 minutes later, 10 minutes early. I'm happy to be with you. And I'm grateful to have this exchange. This is, I care for you and I have compassion for you. This is, there's an unending stream of respect and admiration and adoration and care for you. And at the same time, I know that it's not coming from me. This energy of love comes through me. I am a conduit for it. And then I get to express it out. And then because of that, I get to receive that back in. And because I'm aware that it's not conditional, that I can only receive kindness or love or attention or support from this one particular person, therefore not limiting the unlimited, when I can just feel no matter what love feels like now, not when. Because even we do this to ourselves. I'll allow myself to feel happy when. I'll be happy when. I'll feel good when. And that even within ourselves is a condition. So to get into that realm of unconditional love, let yourself feel life force just because it's there, just because you can, just because it's accessible to you, just because it is breathing you, just because it is you, just because you deserve it. As a friend of mine, Dave Pratt, always said, if you don't deserve it, who does? So this month on Quantum Light Shifts, we are doing a whole entire process on integrating and getting into that field of unconditional love. Because in the fourth dimension, where there is unconditional love, you have options and choices. You have access to intuition at will. You are more allowing. You find yourself joyful. You're in a space of creation. You're grateful. You're gracious. You observe with compassion and not judgment. You release all of the absolute concreteness and you allow yourself to be in the allness and isness and the flexibility. And synchronicities become very, very common. You become very neutral to a lot of things, good or bad. You stay in your own alignment. You let go of judgments and even assumptions. And you look within for validation and self-love. And self-love emerges as an awareness and a feeling. And things happen through, with, and by you. And you have the absolute ability to create miracles very quickly and elegantly and easily. Appreciate you all.